you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Justin Sylvester with today's top stories. Kim Kardashian is revealing who she will be open to dating next. Listen to what she said on Live with Kelly and Ryan.
What kind of man at this point in your life do you see yourself with?
Absolutely no one.
Really?
I think I really just need to be by myself and focus and finish school.
So law school.
You're getting your
and my
break.
Kids.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian and Michele Morone sparked romance rumors when they took a photo together at Milan Fashion Week. But his rep told E! News there's no relationship to speak of at all. The rep says that Michele thought Khloe was very nice. Gwyneth Paltrow is turning 50 and she's celebrating with gold. She posed nude, covered in paint in a series of gold finger-inspired portraits for her big day. The Goop founder said, "I feel so good turning 50, and this is about expressing that sense of energy and optimism that I'm experiencing." For more of the latest celebrity headlines, go to E! Online. But right now, it's the best of nightly pop, so enjoy their guide to the 2000s.
All right, look, Morgan, I am so excited about our 2000 special.
I know, so am I. I just wish you guys told me you were dressing up. I would have worn a costume.
Okay. Right.
And what's wrong with you, Hunter? I mean, what's going on? Are you on new meds or something?
Hunter?
Okay, I'm sorry. Nina, I am in love. I'm in love.
Who's the lucky lady?
Who's the lucky lady?
I'm the lucky lady, all right? And I'm sick of it. This is out of control. Mm-hmm. Every time my wife goes out of town, he texts me, let's go camping.
Okay?
I caught him sniffing my lip balm the other day in my dressing room. He hid in the backseat of my car for 3 days. Okay. It's over, bro, okay?
We did warn you about this, to be fair.
You said he's got a wife. I didn't know that he loved her.
Okay, welcome to Nightly Pop, guys. Presents the 2000s. That's right. We're so big they gave us an entire special.
That's not true.
That is true. That is very true. Nina Parker and Hunter March are here as always, and I'm Morgan Stewart. So, all the scandals this year got us thinking about our favorite, most scandalous decade. So we're doing an entire show dedicated to the 2000s.
Leave Britney alone!
I didn't know that you made YouTube videos.
You know, just in my past. Yep, we can get right into that.
We all had our start somewhere.
We did, exactly.
That's interesting.
And of course, we have to start with all the splits, because I most certainly have not gotten over Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston splitting up. I mean, they basically started the breakup vacay.
They did.
What's the breakup vacay?
Okay, so when Brad and Jen were splitting up, he took her to Mexico, see behind me, to say, I love you. This is not about any of the rumors of me shtupping Angelina Jolie. This is just us not being on the same page. Cut to the breakup vacay. And then he actually was shtupping Angelina Jolie.
I'm sure I'm late to the game.
You are.
But that shirt.
It was at Fred Siegel. Everybody wanted that shirt.
Yeah, but there was a specific reason why he wore that shirt.
It's good to be self-aware.
So if you meet with your husband and you're asking him, Are you cheating? And he wears a shirt that says trash. I think it's more important to pay attention to the body language and the signals and signs, not the words that are coming out of his mouth.
True. He was giving her signs with that shirt, but I loved it.
In terms of Team Jolie or Team Aniston,
yes.
Right. I personally, and I think we're all on the same page.
Careful.
Team Brad. I mean, he got both of them. Also, did you see Angelina in Mr. and Mrs. Smith? She was so hot that
Guys, I cannot hear this.
She dated Billy Bob Thornton and then her brother, and you're still like,
Make it stop.
That's how hot she was.
I've always been Team Angelina.
You guys, I can't even be on
Angelina
this set right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good. I am dividing us with my pillow.
I will say, Jen Aniston
is
really
queen.
Is, she looks amazing. She looks the same as she did she during that
And day. Where's Angelina now? At Trader Joe's.
Well, she's at Trader
Every
Joe's.
Week.
In between directing big movies.
And being in the next Marvel film.
Yeah. Okay, Maleficent is not a Marvel film.
Okay, we're talking about the one she just got signed to, Boo-Boo.
Which one?
Ooh.
Oh, I don't like when I say Boo-Boo.
Me.
Boo-boo.
No, you too.
I shouldn't say Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo with frosted tips.
Just saying.
Next up, how could anyone ever predict that these two newlyweds wouldn't last forever? Sad face.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. Is that stupid? What?
Wait for it. Uh-huh. She became a billionaire. Uh-huh, she did. And Nick still has that barbed wire tattoo.
Nick, me and you, buddy. Look what I got.
Yeah.
We're on the same page, except this comes right off. Anyway, I met Nick recently, him and his beautiful wife, Vanessa. They were so sweet. Tried to set me up on a date. They're the nicest people in the world, so I don't feel comfortable making fun of Nick. I think his tattoo is awesome. I think he's a great guy. Let's hang out, dude. Do you think Nick told Jessica at some point, like, hey, we're going to get a divorce, and she's like, is that chicken or is that fish?
You know what? That is a very valid point. That could have actually happened, but apparently she's the one that left him.
Yeah, she's the one who really ended the relationship, which was surprising. I remember watching this show and thinking, how is he putting up with this? Because it was a little infuriating at times that she just knew so little.
But she was so hot back then.
But
she
okay,
was.
Well, that only lasts so long when you live in a house with somebody.
True. She was 22 and she was a virgin, which it did. It did end. It ended. Sad.
Everybody gets sick of something.
True. I mean, Nina, you have a theory on all of these breakups, right?
You know, those were my favorite couples in the 90s and in 2000s, so that's fine. Beyonce and Jay-Z started dating in 2001. Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz started seeing each other in 2008.
Still together.
Gabrielle Union and Dwyane Wade, 2009.
Still going strong.
And, you know, they all black. Still together.
Right?
Still strong. Hey, y'all. Yay, black love.
Yeah. I like how you described...
White people are f***ing crazy.
You described white people and white couples as fine, and I was like, perfect descriptor.
Yep.
Usually that's who gets all the publicity, you know what I mean? But there are a lot of couples who have been together for a long time that we don't hear as much about.
And have had struggles themselves.
Yes.
They've gotten through it. White people crumble like that.
Oh, no.
One drama, we're out.
Very similar to the cheese we resemble, feta. Very crumbly.
Now I
write that down. Write that down.
Now that we believe in love again, let's take a moment for these famous couples we forgot were ever kicking it. See, guys, I remember slang from the 2000s. Don't you even trip, home skillets. Roll the day.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I like this one. Go Gosling.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
I forgot about that. February.
She's so hot.
Wow.
That was set up.
I was gonna say Mila and Macaulay were together for like a
Eight
really
years.
Long time, so I didn't forget about that. That was. I miss some of these couples. I think some of these had really good potential.
Who did you date in the 2000s? Anyone?
No. No one that's on that list. Did I? No.
Did I?
All right. Enough of that. Up next, who had the hottest mugshot of the 2000s and how Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake helped me get through puberty? Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Nightly Pop is going full nostalgia on us. Here's more of their 2000 special.
I gotta go. I'll call you back.
Oh my God, Hunter's on the phone. It's so uncomfortable. We're back with Nightly Pop Presents the 2000s. We're throwing bills. Okay, first up, we have to start with the mugshots. It's been almost a decade since we've seen jail pics this glamorous and this orange. Lindsay Paris and Nicole were all busted for drunk driving, and it was the best thing ever.
Well,
these mugshots are my favorite images of the 2000s. Like, there is nothing better. They're like, we're gonna get so f***ed up, we know that we're gonna get pulled over, so we better look pretty.
Listen, the fact that Lindsay is still with us.
Can we knock? Can we all knock? It's unbelievable.
Let me get serious for a minute, okay?
Take them off.
You guys have to understand, Lindsay was arrested, like, 6 times in a month once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was arrested again and again. She had an ankle bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lindsay was...
when she was in Malibu at the beach.
Yeah, I mean, right. Lindsay was literally, like, a member of Death Row back then. Like, she was always in jail.
But look how good she looked.
She looked... Yeah, she looked great. She was, you know, she was on that diet.
She was on that diet. Brittany's like, why is this crazy bitch in the car? We did not invite her. And fun fact, she was not invited.
She wasn't.
She followed them outside of the Beverly Hills Hotel and jumped in the car, and Paris is like, hi,
So get out. This picture, Brittany is really looking at Paris like, for real, you gonna let her in?
And Lindsay's like, I can't believe I made
really?
It into the car.
She's like, can you take me to the county precinct?
Yeah.
I have to check in.
Let's just make it easy for them. Okay, that was not all that happened in 2004. We also had Nipplegate. If you don't remember it, it's because you were probably partying with Paris and Nicole. I know I was not. Basically, Justin Timberlake ripped off Janet Jackson's top at the Super Bowl, and the world lost their damn mind.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. MTV, CBS, the NFL had no knowledge of this whatsoever. And unfortunately, the whole thing went wrong in the end.
Oh.
Maybe I'm just talking as a 90s guy who hasn't experienced the Me Too movement yet.
Mm.
But she shouldn't have to apologize for that. It's not a big deal at all. She shouldn't have to. I think no one should have to.
Nipples at the Super Bowl, kind of a big deal.
You think?
I didn't think so at all. I mean, for me personally, seeing it, I don't care. A nipple is a nipple, but I just think it's family's watch.
Oh,
look at me. I'm so conservative. I'm ready for babies.
Yeah, like, give me a break.
I just think it's not the time and place to show a nipple.
People are more pressed about violence on TV than they are about sexuality. Y'all just mad y'all saw a brown nipple and it was fabulous. Get out of here.
It was a really good boob.
Like, she's fine. She ended up being fine. I did not like that Justin did not have her back. So I still haven't forgiven him. She hasn't forgiven him, so neither have I. So when Janet decides it's time, we can move forward. Mm-hmm. But until then, he is on my list.
We can't talk about the 2000s without mentioning that poisonous Australian snake that made it all the way to Malibu. If you guess Mel Gibson, you're so smart.
Yeah.
He really set the bar low for alcohol-fueled rants and arrests in 2004. We often forget he called a cop sugar before he went on his anti-Semitic rant.
Oh.
Not cool as a Jew. Then he went on GMA and proved what everyone already knew, that he is bat crazy.
Officer James Mee, did you know him? Did you know he was Jewish?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. I find out later. But that's, you know, all.
Why would you have asked him that?
I don't know.
Where does this anger come from?
I have no idea. Just I've been angry all my life. I can murder inanimate objects. You should see me choking the toaster in the morning.
Diane's like, is there security nearby? Because he really is this crazy.
Right. I was going to wonder if she had mace under her
chair. What happened with that? No PR can help him there.
He was like, he came on that show and he goes, how can I make this worse?
Right.
Right.
He was like, green.
He definitely had somebody who said, let me prep you. And he was like, no, I got it.
I know what to say. I know what I'm going to say to get the people to like me again. He made hundreds of millions of dollars after that scandal and was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, I think we let him back in a little soon.
I was just going to say, do you think the Hollywood was more forgiving in the 2000s?
I ain't let him back in any damn thing. So, you know, he ain't been on my TV.
Except for, I don't like him. I think he's a bad person. But Daddy's Home 2 is a funny movie.
Oh, no, it's all about what women want. What women want was good, but that was the last movie I watched with him, and I'm never going to have anything to do with him again. And what would the 2000s be without the golf godmaster himself, Tiger Woods? Tiger just couldn't keep his putter in his pants, and the tabloids exposed him as a serial cheater. So then he did this.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. As Elin pointed out to me, my real apology to her will not come in the form of words. I have let you down. And I have let down my fans.
This was a dark time for Tiger.
Yeah,
not good.
It was robot Tiger.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever seen the real Tiger since. I was actually impressed with Elin. Like, she took it to him, honey. Like, she was not playing. She let him have it.
Yeah, and have that bank account, so she did okay. Mm-hmm.
And moved on and is living her best life.
First athlete to make $1 billion. First athlete to lose about $500 million.
Right. And some basic folks also got famous in the 2000s for being horrible parents. And no, we're not talking about John and Kate Gosselin. This father of the year, Richard Henny, who created a hoax about his son flying away in a giant balloon.
Richard Henny is the dad who built this craft, and Falcon, the six-year-old, still inside. What would you guess is his elevation now? Maybe 900 feet off the ground?
I'd heard initially 7,000.
And he's on the ground.
Bingo.
The most traumatizing part of this scandal was Meredith Vieira's Today Show interview.
What did Falcon mean when he said, we did this for a show?
Mom,
we made a gun. One of the guys told me it was for some TV show. So that's what he was referring to.
And I know I want to point out that the sheriff's office said last night that they believe your account of what happened, but they do want to question you a little bit more today, Richard, as well.
God, I could barely make it through that clip.
That was rough.
Not good.
What? Meredith didn't even care about the boy, did she?
No, she was
I did being a journalist, sis, but she didn't break for a second. Is he all right? I mean, I see he's projectile vomiting. The boy has collapsed. Y'all giving him CPR. Like, Meredith, check on him.
Yeah, it is not. Oh, my God, so much vomit. I'm done with that one, right?
Yeah.
And this last one wasn't as much of a scandal, but it was definitely one for the books. We can't discuss this decade without bringing up Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah Winfrey's couch.
I'm in love.
Have you ever felt this way before? Was that? Yes! Yes!
Dude just copied all my
That was crazy. crazy.
I just did that whole bit.
I didn't think this was bad. I was like, he's happy, he's in love. I never really thought him jumping on the couch was bizarre. I liked it.
It was a little overkill. It was not authentic.
Oh. I didn't think it was that bad.
I have been in love.
Yeah.
And I was not that excited.
No.
No.
Well, that's like, you.
This is crazy. Like, this is legitimately, to me, what it feels like is he went online, went to Getty stock images and Googled excited guy in love, saw like photos of like some guy in a business suit being like this, and he's like, all right, I guess I'll do that on the show.
I liked it.
He lost his mind here.
He had been so like muted with his behavior when he was with Nicole Kidman, so I thought he was finally breaking out of his shell. He was excited. He had a new Mission Impossible movie to promote. I liked it. I want somebody jumping on the couch for me. You better be jumping on the couch if you're in love with me.
They didn't last. That sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we're bearing bellies, couples that were twinning, and the famous people who will forever live on the trucker hat wall of shame. Were a great time for fashion as long as you had big boobs, a big bank account, or the balls to wear a trucker hat in public.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was Hunter.
Big old balls, baby.
Yeah, big old bank account, baby.
Ooh, big old boobs, baby.
Big old boobs. Yeah. There was a lot of horrific fashion fashion we survived during the time, but what should we bring back and what should burn in fashion hell? All right. First up, famous people really let it all hang out in the 2000s, starting with J.Lo's infamous Versace dress at the Grammys, which was 19 years ago.
Okay.
And then the divas of Lady Marmalade stripped down, plus there was a whole lot of boob.
Everywhere.
Right. Okay, so what should we bring back or burn all these nearly naked looks? Don't say Tara Reid's nipples that you couldn't feel anything, because that's mean. That's why it fell down. She couldn't feel it.
Would you ever be down to burn a nearly naked look? I don't think you'd be an advocate.
I feel like if you burn it, it's even more naked.
Obviously bring back J.Lo's Versace. That's iconic.
Yeah.
It's in the Smithsonian now, I believe. People have made 100%. Replicas of this. Like, this is not going to ever go anywhere.
Lady Marmalade, would we keep those ladies?
I don't know who Lady Marmalade is.
You don't know? Well, first of all, it's a song.
Jesus. It's a song. But all of these women came together. Look behind
Little
you.
Little Kim, Pink, Maya, Christina Aguilera.
They all sang this
Missy
song.
Missy Elliott. I feel like with the lingerie, Hunter, you're here for this, no?
Nina, how do you know me so well?
I'm just saying.
It's
I like this
incredible.
Look, too. This is like how I look on Halloween every year. So I'd say bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Diamonds and lingerie, diamonds and lace. Who can, like, you know, who can go wrong? Of course, bring that back.
Right.
We're here for everything.
What's the next one?
All right. It's crazy to imagine, but without social media, it was really hard to tell everyone exactly what you were thinking 24/7.
Yeah. We really made it through that.
I don't know how we did. I had to upload on Facebook myself. Okay, some celebs had to let their shirt speak for them. Should we bring these very graphic tees back, or should we burn them?
Team Jolie, I'm here for it.
Team Aniston, I'm here for it.
Team Jolie has better colors.
Oh, no.
It matches the red that was in the vial of blood she wore around her neck like a normal person.
Wait, what is... Oh,
stop being poor.
Yikes.
To be fair, that was a hoax, so...
What's it say under I'm a virgin? Does anyone know?
This is an old t-shirt. Look at Ashton. Jesus is his homeboy. That's impressive.
I think we got to burn these. And I had this phase, too. So I'm not judgmental, but let's just keep them where they at.
Okay, so we're burning these, though. We're not bringing them back.
We're burning them.
Okay, and finally, let's remember a time when matching your denim dress to your boyfriend's denim suit was acceptable red carpet attire. And it wasn't just couples. People loved coordinating with their crews. Okay, burn these matchy-matchy looks or bring them back.
Look at Destiny's Child. I love this.
So matchy-matchy looks, are we burning it?
Let's bring them back. Let's bring it back.
This is a special picture.
Yeah, I'm here for it. It's very corny and cheesy, but it's been a while. I'm here for the matchy-match looks.
Brittany and Justin were the only two that could pull this. Oh, no, they look so good. Tina Knowles made all these outfits.
There were some that Tina made and some she didn't, but a lot, they said that they couldn't get anybody to dress them, so Tina had to make a lot of their clothes.
Ooh, those people are kicking themselves now.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for tonight's Best of Nightly Pop, but be sure to tune in tomorrow. We've got some more of the show's funniest moments with our Oh Fail No Nightly Pop special. From red carpet fails to celebrities just straight up face planting, you won't want to miss this. Because even the Nightly Pop hosts aren't perfect. Don't tell them I said that. We'll see you tomorrow.